And I always kind of fixate my mind and my thoughts over here. So,
will it be kind of weird going back to Denver, a place you just won the Super Bowl?
If I hadn't have been journeyman these past few years, it would be. But nah, it's not weird now. It's not weird. It's part of the game. Part of the game.
Did winning that ring feel as good as you thought it would feel?
Yes and no. When I was younger and I had opportunity to win it, oh man, I was so much more passionate, so much more angry when we lost, you know. But when I went into the Super Bowl this time, it was almost like we had no chance of losing. We knew it was going to win. So when you won, it was just a celebration amongst us as a team together, you know. But it wasn't like a surprise, like, oh man, we won the Super Bowl. Were you, it was like we did what we were supposed to do.
I mean, you felt really good for yourself, obviously, to close that circle. But can you reflect a little bit on how it felt for seeing Wade after almost 40 years get a ring, and Gary after what he'd been through health-wise?
To be perfectly honest, it was almost more important to me. It was more important to me than me winning it for myself. You know, man, that's the first one. I've had to find Bill, and I found Coop, and then I ended up finding Wade at the end. And, you know, just all three of them seeing that look on their face and being happy for them was doing it for me, you know.
So now, but then here you are back again playing against them. How odd is that?
It's not really that odd. You know, I've done it before. You know, I had to go. When I went to Oakland, I had to come back
twice,
and play.
Twice.
So, yeah, I've done it before, but it ain't gonna be odd at all, man. I think it's gonna be fun.
Can you?
It's electrifying football. It's Monday night, and it's gonna be fun.
Since you're in Denver with Brock, can you envision what this is gonna be? He's gonna deflect it, but he's gonna be at the center of attention. There's gonna be a lot of hate coming his way from the fans. What's it gonna be like for Brock there Monday night?
It's gonna be a tough and hard environment, but I think that's exactly what Brock wants and what Brock needs to keep completing and building on his legacy. He needs tests. He needs trials. He needs ups and downs. And he takes them on, man. He takes them on head on. And when you get done facing all these tests and these trials and games and life, it's going to make him a more well-rounded quarterback, a confident quarterback that can't be shaken, you know. If you approach it in that mindset, that any challenge I come about, I'm going to look at it like that. Man, I bet you Brock is probably chomping at the bits just for the opportunity to be in a game like this, man. The stage is set for him to make a break, you know. That's what football, that's what we do as players. That's how we make our legacy and our name.
So, Tony, how do you compare the fan bases you played in front of? You know, a couple of your teammates were a little critical on Sunday night about the fans leaving early. Mm-hmm. The context here is different from Denver, where they've had a tremendous amount of success, Super Bowls. You can reflect on that a little bit.
Man, you got to get used to and love the fans of Houston, man, because they just want to win. And that's it. You know, they demand it and they want it. Sometimes, you know, people can look at things they do as good or bad or ugly, but, man, I love them good, bad, or ugly, you know, because when I was here, I know they pressed us to be a better team. When I first got here, it was like, we was just always a mediocre. We're going to be about 8-8, maybe win 9 wins. And then they just kept pressing, and then here we go, winning 12. I think the next year we won 13, I think. You know, in the second round of playoff both years, right, right. You know, something that was never done here before. And those fans, when we lost in the second round of the playoff, clouded the streets just to welcome us back. You know, you coming with your head hung down, and those same fans that we're talking about, 2-3 in the morning, you know, covering Kirby, waiting on us to get here. So, man, they the best.